Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. This is Pete Nero. Welcome to Rants from Hell, another brain crack. And today we're going to bring back a really good old-time friend of ours. We're going to bring back Bruno Mutande from Bruno Meets. We haven't heard from Bruno for a while. He's been busy. We've been busy. We've been dealing with this pandemic, with COVID-19. And as you know, Bruno runs a very successful, very amazing grocery store north of Toronto. He owns Bruno Meats, and my God, he has also suffered through this pandemic, and he's been putting things in place now that things are kind of starting to open up a little bit. And, you know, Bruno has all the proper things in place and the proper policies and everything that's going on with opening up his shop, his grocery store. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We have, let me see if I can get, Bruno on the phone here. Hello, Bruno. This is Pete.
Hello, Pete. How you doing? It's Bruno Mutande from Bruno Meat.
Hey, how you doing, Bruno? My God, it's been a long time. It's been a few months now that we've had a chance to chat, or at least chat on the podcast, on the show, and record something, and you know, talk to our fans here.
Oh my God! Oh, you know what? This thing is killing me.
The pandemic. How's the pandemic? How's COVID-19 been for you over there at the at Bruno Meats?
Oh Jesus Christ! Holy Jesus Christ! You know what? It's been a tough, like everybody else, it's been a tough, it's been a bullshit, it almost fuck up my whole store, you know what I mean? And
you're always an animated guy, you're always a tell-it-like-it-is guy, you know?
That's right, you know what, if you don't like it, then what's your problem? We talk open mind, we talk honest, we talk, I tell it like it is. But, oh my God, yeah, it's, we lose a lot of money like everybody else, but, you know what, we try to do things online. We actually have a thing online now. We have an online website, and the people can order stuff, and then we deliver to their house, you know?
So you're also doing the online delivery?
Oh, yeah. We do the online because, or else, you know, we got to keep the customer, the clients happy. And then otherwise, we're going to go fuck a bankrupt if we don't even sell one piece of a mortadella, you know?
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
You got to do something.
So that's good. So you've been doing your business online, and people have been doing a takeout and online ordering. And so has it been good? Has it been fruitful?
Yeah, we have the fruit too.
No, I mean, has it been successful?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been, for the time being, it's been not too bad. You know, sometime we've been closed for a few months, and then we have the online thing, which, you know, we sell everything online. Even the coffee. We even have the takeout and the online coffee. We have a little espresso coffee cup, you know, minimum of two coffee cup order with a little bit of service charge. And then we have a courier company that come by, and then they deliver, you know. So we order with a credit card. It's been not too bad. You can order anything from a sandwich to a coffee to a couple of pounds of a mortadella. You can order fuck everything.
Well, that's well, that's good. I mean, that's how people. That's how businesses are staying alive right now. And it, you know, it's a
yeah. It's a working out too bad. But now we slowly open up. We've been open up for about, you know, almost 2 weeks. But like everybody else, we have to have a whole bunch of things in place. You know what I mean? Like the store, it's open. It's all sanitized. It's all disinfect. It's all clean like holy shit. You could have your sandwich on the floor now. It's so fucking clean.
Well, your store's always been very clean, even though we had, you know, last year you had that that health uh, health inspection scare with that, you know.
I don't want to talk about that. That was bullshit, and then we fix everything. But we're open now, and like everywhere else, you have to wait in a line. You got to do the social distance. You have to wear a mask. You have to wear a glove. You know, only 3-4 people inside the store at one time. And we put the arrow on the floor. You got to go in a certain line. You got to follow all the instruction. You get your stuff. You pay. You know, we even have the plastic screen by the cashier. So in case you sneeze or breathe or vomit, it's going to...
Sneeze or breathe or vomit?
Well, yeah, we got to protect the cashier. If you feel like a sneeze or you want to breathe moistly, you know, like the Prime Minister says.
Oh, my God.
So we have everything there. If you feel really sick and you have to vomit, if you got to vomit out, we got to the screen and the...
Oh, my God.
Anyway, everything is there. And you know what? You can't be a tough guy. You got to walk around with all of the protection now. We wait outside. Everybody stand 6 feet apart outside. Nobody's going to look forward. Everybody has to wait in line and look away, like towards the street. Nobody allowed to look back. Nobody allowed to look forward. You have to keep your head down and look at the way.
Keep your head down and look towards the street. What are you running, a fucking concentration camp?
No, you know what? You gotta do it. We gotta do it. Otherwise, we all gonna fucking die over here. So, you gotta have on a little hat. And
a little hat?
Yeah, you have on like a little hat, a bandana or a hat. You gotta keep your hair from flowing. So you have the hat. You must have the mask. And then you must have your gloves on.
Even the gloves.
Even the gloves, a poorly wand, everything. And then you have to, don't use your phone, don't look at a magazine. For fuck's sake, don't eat the sandwich. I can't believe, people are actually in line and going through the stores on their cell phone eating a sandwich.
Yeah, I saw that myself. I don't understand what's going on. People are supposed to be keeping social distance, following the instructions in the store, following the one-way aisles, but people are walking around. People are like walking towards me. I'm trying to keep my distance, but people are walking towards me, talking on their cell phone, no mask, no gloves, no hat, as you say, eating fucking sandwiches, walking through the store during this period of time.
Now, you tell me if that's not the most stupid fucking motherfucker thing you ever see. Tell me, I don't know. I thought that most people were a little bit smart. You don't have to have IQ of a 140 or 150. Might not be fucking stupid.
You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, so anyway, you have to have all these things in place and then we let you in. But before you come in, you know, even if you have the mask and the glove on, I have a boy there who's an assistant. I hire a guy. He's doing my security. He's doing a crowd control and he's doing the sanitization. And he spray you with the hand sanitizer.
So you have someone at the door. A lot of people have that. They're auditing who comes in and out, security or whatever. And they're, you know, controlling the crowd and they're giving you sanitizer or whatever.
Yeah, you have to have, I have somebody there. And they have a big spray bottle of the sanitizer. And they spray you in your hands and in your face.
In your face?
Oh, yeah. You got to get a couple of spray. His name is Guido. Guido going to spray you in your hands. He's going to spray you in your hands, in your chest, then in your face, and then on your head.
Oh, my God. You're like assaulting people with fucking hand sanitizer spray.
Oh, you know what? We have a popular store. We have lots of people that come, and I appreciate, but we got to keep everything clean. Otherwise, we're all going to be fucked.
Yeah, but you're spraying it.
We spray everything on your hands.
Yeah, but people are walking in. You're demanding people walk in with gloves and mask.
Yes, but we got to sanitize you. I don't know what the fuck you did before you got to my store. So we're going to sanitize. We're going to sanitize your hands and your face and your chest and your head. And sometimes you ass too.
Oh, come on, man.
But yeah, so we spray, you know, Guido give you a spray in your hands with the sanitizer. It's a very good sanitizer. It smell like alcohol. It smell like a vodka drink. Smell good. Sometimes I want to drink. But so we spray your hands. Then Guido goes right in your face and he sprays your face.
He sprays your face like hands, but you're wearing a mask and...
Yeah, no. You got to make sure that he sprays your entire mask. And then sometimes you got to pull the mask down. He's going to spray up your nose, inside your eyes, and then spray on the top of your...
So you're assaulting people with fucking hand sanitizer now.
No, it's... No, no, not salt. The sanitizer.
I said you're assaulting. You're attacking people with a hand sanitizer in their face, in their mouth, up their nose, in their hair.
Hey, you know what? It's a tough time. It's a tough time. People have proved that they're... Some people have proved that they're fucking stupid. So now, I don't want to lose my store. I got to keep everything clean, everything organized, everything sanitized. I do the same thing myself first thing in the morning. Before I, as soon as I open the door, I walk in the store, I put on my gloves, I put on my mask, and I spray the sanitizer all over my fucking body and my face. It's not funny.
No, but, oh my God, so you're taking a bath in the sanitizer?
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. I don't like a bullshit. Everybody wanna come to my store. My store is a fucking beautiful. I have one of the most, the largest clientele north of Toronto. So you, I gotta cover the sanitizer all over you. People don't mind. It's non-toxic. It goes on your hands. It goes on your mask, under your mask, in your mouth, your nose, your eyes, and your head, and your ass. Otherwise, you're not going to get in the store.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway. And people don't mind this?
Some of them do, and then they go away. We don't need your business. The other ones who are a loyal customer and they understand the severity of what's going on in the planet, they have to do it. I do it. Guido does it. And they have to do it, too.
Anyway, so you still... You never had any problems with any infections with the COVID?
No, no, no. I'm fine. Everybody's fine. My security, everybody's fine. We never had any kind of infection. No outbreak. No Corona beer. There's no Corona.
There's no Corona beer.
No Corona beer anywhere. We keep a fuck it clean. And I'm going to keep going for a few months with this, you know? So
for a few months?
Yeah. But it's been a successful, and you know what? Come by. We have a beautiful special over here. We got a lot of drink now. We always have the bar with the coffee and the sandwich and the croissant and the cornetto. We got everything. And then we always have the market, and the market is amazing now. I import a lot of stuff from Italia, and everything is there. You know, we don't have anything open anymore. Everything is closed up with the plastic and the shield. And, everything is closed up. You know, behind the deli counter, we wear a hazmat suit.
You're wearing a hazmat
suit? Yeah. We got the hazmat suit. We have the mask and the face shield and the hat and the whole hazmat. Everything. Everything is...
And you spray everybody.
Even the guy behind the counter, the deli counter, he has to literally drink the head.
He's going to drink the sanitizer?
Oh, yeah. You got to drink it. You're lucky I don't force him to have a sanitizer enema.
A sanitizer. Oh, my God, man. Anyhow, so it's going well. It's going well for you. The business, has it suffered?
You know, it did suffer a little bit. But again, like I said... we have the online presence, which has saved us. And then we have the beautiful, beautiful customer who still come and still agree. They agree to all of the safety precaution. And yeah, we gotta hit you with the sanitizer all over your fucking body.
All over you.
Oh, yeah. I don't fuck around. I love my store. I love my customer. And then come over here. Come to Bruno Meat. We're gonna spray the shit out of you. We're gonna put sanitizer all over the fucking place. And then you're gonna come in, you know, a couple of people at a time. Everybody gotta stay 6 feet apart. I prefer 10 feet. I like to keep it 10 feet apart. And if a customer complained that somebody get it closer than it 6 or 10 feet, I swear to God, I wanna personally kick you in your fucking nuts myself, because you gotta understand.
Oh my God, you sound very violent today.
Hey, you know what? Like everybody else, it's been a traumatic time. Everybody has a post-traumatic stress disorder. So we gotta maintain what's going on. So you know what? Come over. Come to Bruno Meat. Come get beautiful stuff. We're going to spray you down. We're going to spray you the fuck down with the sanitizer like in a bitch. Put on all your PPE. And come down and let's have a good time.
Anyway, thanks for it's great talking to you, Bruno. I mean, I understand you sound very wow, you're very animated and you're very distressed, but I mean, you got to do what you got to do. And you know what? It's been great talking to you. We missed you so much. You know that? We missed you so much. And we're glad that you're doing okay.
Oh, I miss you so much. You know what? The next time we chat, maybe I'll be in a better mood, because everything's going to be,
That's right. You know, that's how we got to do it. So it's great talking to you, Bruno. Thanks for doing your part to save your business, save the community. And, you know, my fans love you. My fans miss you. Thank you all for listening to us, listening to the podcast, Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack. I'm Pete Nero. That was Bruno Mutande from Bruno Meat. And we love you all. Pete and Bruno out.